I've ended up with this Swiss artist and who's a great programmer, and we developed a sort of textual mass so that the whole visual is the entire text that I speak during the performance. But basically the whole visual there is the text. So...
It's an openness to
the surprises of different kinds of encounters. Each text is actually a layer in that 3D environment, but we flatten it, so it's a 3D work which is totally flat, in the sense that it uses a three-dimensionality as a process of depth, and it allows the artist to really layer the pieces, and we can go and find the elements. But I use them in a very flat way. I mean, what was interesting to me was this idea of this excess of language, which suddenly is spatially present, like a block, and it's very slowly moving, so it's quite hypnotic as well, and at times I think a little bit claustrophobic. For an hour and a half, that's what you get. You get that visually, you know, and then you have the rest of the live voice and the percussion. So that was a challenge, and it really paid off. It's I sort of love this combination now, and it feels everybody in the world is inside the same material, but with different means and with different media. So we're all speaking each our language, and yet it is that same source. So it was very exciting to work through it.
And so in many ways, I consider art for me, the idea of interdisciplinarity is a process of deepening,
organizing principles.
One's life through
that comes,
or of the meaning of one's
beginning,
life,
sometimes at the middle, sometimes at the end of a project,
the continuous.
That it's sort of enables
and changeable
other ways of thinking about the ideas and the materials that are being produced and put together
of a mode of work or a
it's medium. An openness. We're sort of hoping to develop a French version of the piece, and so that would be a totally different proposition, because that's about thinking about surtitling as a explicit poetic process rather than just translation, if you like. Oh, now I'm in France, so now I'm performing it, therefore we're going to have surtitling. To think about it, on the contrary, as a complication, an obstacle, so that language mass, most likely in French, but perhaps confused by English, while I'm also reading it and performing it in English, to start to think about translation in that way, in very, very graphic, dense, opaque way.
And for me, exploring language, exploring ways of handling it graphically,
live,
uninstalled, that remains
sort of bottom line exploration,
even when I
do away with language.
So there's a sense that interdisciplinarity is the sort of party.
For me, it's a powerful piece, you know. It deals with issues of death and disappearance at sea, and based around the seafarer. So it's sort of strong and threatening and scary, and at the same time, in that loss, there is the sort of, through the art making process, there is that attempt at trying to recover things, rescue things, rescue narrative, rescue some hope.
So
No, there's no striking of the match regarding these processes. You could say if there was, it wasn't epiphany, but it was just pleasure. And that could be, epiphany in its own right, in the sense that I I was developing my textual pieces very early on in collaboration, and the first time I performed, I just thought that was brilliant. I thought it was such fun to be performing the work, to see it change from that very fact and the fact of the audience and things going wrong and everything. And that perhaps was just the fact that made me want to continue rather than anything else.
And the last thing I wanted to say was also, you talked about epiphany. And I suppose that, I've just come out of a really tough project called Drift, which is coming out as a performance, which is coming out as a book as well in the middle of the year. And it was such a tough project where pleasure was really a very elusive notion a lot of the time.
Yeah,
it's about also learning and yet sort of keeping on banging at that wall of the work. At the end of it, a sense of pleasure when the work finally and one's lets go of me and finds its own pleasure. Ground. One's pleasure.
Yeah. The body and the voice become a sort of tool, not only a tool, but a sort of exploration in their own right of how you might want to read or take on that particular instance of text or whatever. So there's always a very strong sense of effort for me when I perform or when I put the text into performance. There is a sense of a muscularity or of looking for ways of reading or thinking that text in a performing way, you know, in a physical way. There's never a straightforward solution. It's always effort and type of, as I said, exploration of sound making processes that in this case would be physical. I've just finished three very short pieces that are completely based on the idea of the effort of breathing in relation to speaking. That's called Together, and I was literally commissioned to develop it now. So it's three short audio pieces. It was commissioned by a Swiss radio and a Swiss museum.
Now you take your fine legs and your arms and your lips and your eyes and your heart and your face and your brain and your experience and your fears and your nightmares, and your wishes, and your practice, and your skills, and your joy, and your thoughts, and you lift them from the pillow, and from the middle of the chair, and from the expanse of the floor to the structures of the many streets and their structures to the many stars, one step at a time, one kiss at a time, one action at a time, one and one and one and one, doing it together, doing it
Together doing it. 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 Together doing it.